Grassy Oak Swamp Bottom Dew Drop Falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on. He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail lived and how to read their sign. He'd lay my gun up against the tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on.
Welcome back, everybody, on a beautiful January Saturday morning. This is your host, Gray Eye. Here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G and Peanut. We've got a great event coming up in Hannibal, Missouri, with the Northeast Missouri chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Our friend Nathan Wilt's up there working on a turkey calling contest. We're just going to let Nathan tell you all about it. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
So you got this big event going on. Tell us about the turkey calling contest, and then also we want you to tell us about the banquet. You got some other things going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We we're Hannibal, Missouri. We've got the All-American Open and Friction Calling Championship going on. It's going to be actually a really good contest. Used to be a contest back in the day, you know, back in the 80s, pretty strong contest. And Billy Yargis and I have brought that back and really looking to have a good turnout. That contest will be going on at 10:30 in the morning. That'll be when we actually start calling. And then later that evening, we've got a banquet at 5:30.
So this is with the National Wild Turkey Federation. It's January 27th on a Saturday, inviting your folks to come up to Hannibal, Missouri. What kind of prizes are you guys giving out for these turkey callers?
Turkey callers is going to be a jackpot for most divisions. We've added some sponsor money for the first place in the open and friction. Owl, hunter, and youth will all be trophies, and a lot of good product brought in from the sponsors for the young guys and the more of the novices, the hunter and the youth. So real happy with what we're going to get those guys and kind of get them going on their turkey hunting career, I guess.
Right, for sure. And this is at the Armory there at 401 Warren Barnett Drive in Hannibal, Missouri. It's the All-American Open and Friction Calling Championship. But then you have your banquet. You mentioned your banquet, and you have an auction along with the calling contest. What kind of deal you got going on with the auction? People should attend that, I guess, to support the National Wild Turkey Federation?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah, we've got you know, your silent auction items. We've got live auction. We've got raffles and drawings on several guns, actually some great guns this year, Winchester, Glock, a few other companies. So it's actually going to be a really good time. We're going to have a good meal. You know, we've got some of the callers hanging out. They're going to be at the banquet, some of the judges. So really going to be a good time just to visit with some legends of the industry and, you know, and then obviously visit with your friends.
Yeah, for sure. Calling contests back in the day were always really a lot of fun. And that's a close-knit group, the guys that travel to the calling contest, and always a lot of fun. I remember the Hannibal contest. Just a great time was had by all. A matter of fact, I kind of having flashbacks this morning when you start talking about the old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's. I've been looking at some of the old score sheets, and saw your name in there quite a bit. Of course, Walter Parrott was here quite a bit. Dick Kirby, Paul Butsky. I mean, there was a lot of really good callers here, and you know, that's kind of what we're trying to bring back.
Sure.
And Missouri in general has, you know, we have some pretty good callers, and hoping to highlight those guys on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. And I've also understand that the town of Hannibal, Missouri has never been the same since Ernie Calandrelli's been there.
There's probably a few towns on that list, isn't
there? Yeah, quite a few. Well, while I got you on here, you've got this event going on, but you do a lot of other things. You follow a good friend of mine around with a camera, that old guy from Pennsylvania. What's his name?
I do. Bob Fulcher.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine. Yeah. Been lucky to film with Bob actually all over the world. been to Africa. We've done some things in Mexico. Bob has a special place in his heart with sheep, you know, and he's a fun guy to hang around and really one of the cool guys in the industry.
Yes, he is. He's one of us old guys.
Yep.
I put myself, that's great. Being a professional cameraman, I can relate to that, and people don't realize how much work it is, but it's really a great job. It's a lot of work, but boy, do you get to see a lot of the outdoors, a lot of the world, and it's just a neat thing to be able to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, a farm kid from Northeast Missouri ends up in Africa,
yeah.
You know, hunting elephant or you know, in Mexico or up hunting brown bear in Alaska. It's not something that was on my radar as a small kid, but I'm sure glad that it works out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome. I've always thought that was really a neat thing that you're able to do that, and especially with a great guy. And you're exactly right. Bob Folkrod's one of a kind. He's a great person, a great friend of mine, as you already know. I wouldn't be giving you guys a bunch of crap this morning about it. Anyway, the All-American Open and Friction Calling Championship in Hannibal, Missouri, that's on January the 27th. Doors open at 9 a.m. Contest is at 10:30. They've got the Open, the Friction, Owl Hooter, Youth. And then the banquet doors open at 5:30, right? Meal at 7?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Right. And I'd like to make a special shout-out to, we have a great panel of judges. Chris Parrish, Billy Yargis, Chris Comstock, Derek Solomon, Jeff Probst, Steve Stoltz, and Tad Brown.
Wow.
So I'm very happy with the judges we've been able to bring into this contest.
Well, I hate to say it publicly, but there's a couple you mentioned there with questionable character.
yeah, there could be.
All right. Well, hey, Nathan, thanks for getting on the show with us this morning and letting our listeners know about your contest. We wish you the best of luck and have a great weekend, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
That was Mr. Nathan Wilk with the All-American Open and Friction Calling Championship with the Northeast Missouri NWTF chapter. That's the National Wild Turkey Federation. Okay, boys and girls, we need to get out of here. Yard sale's coming up next, and we'll see you next week right here on Eye on the Outdoors.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this.